Why can you still recite song lyrics from your childhood, but forget what you read in a textbook last week? Our brains are paradoxical organs, capable of storing vast amounts of information while simultaneously designed to forget most of what we encounter. This selective memory isn't a flaw, but a crucial feature preventing cognitive overload. Brian Goodwin's revolutionary framework transforms how we understand learning by focusing not on teaching techniques, but on what happens in students' minds when real learning occurs. In today's information-saturated world, where students receive the equivalent of 174 newspapers worth of information daily, understanding how our brains decide what information to keep has never been more crucial. The journey from fleeting attention to lasting knowledge follows six distinct phases, each requiring different strategies to align with how our brains naturally process information. Our brains filter information through emotional valence, prioritizing threats/rewards, novelty detection, and curiosity triggers, incomplete patterns. Nearly half of American students have experienced trauma, altering their brains and making concentration difficult. Creating oases of safety and respect through routines and positive relationships helps overcome these barriers. Connecting learning to positive emotions through humor and personal relevance activates attention systems. Curiosity, which declines from 300 questions daily in young children to fewer than 10 by middle school, can be rekindled through mystery and strategic questioning. Student engagement drops from 80% in elementary school to 40% by high school. This decline reflects our brain's resistance to effortful thinking without clear purpose. Motivation equals expectation of success multiplied by perceived value. Traditional reward systems often backfire. When researchers rewarded children with cookies for drawing, their intrinsic interest decreased. Better approaches include connecting lessons to real life, framing learning around significant questions, and showing paths to mastery. Most crucial is developing learned optimism, the belief that success comes from effort rather than innate ability. This mindset influences achievement more than any other school-controlled factor. Working memory processes verbal and visual information through separate channels. This explains why we can read road signs while driving, but struggle to read when someone's talking. By combining graphics with words, we significantly boost learning. Retention increases from 10% with verbal-only information to 65% when paired with images after 3 days. Concrete nouns are easier to recall than abstract ones because we can visualize them. Teaching abstract concepts alongside concrete examples engages both memory channels. For instance, food chain is best understood through both its definition and visual examples like insects, birds, bobcats. Enhance learning through mind maps, physical models, and kinesthetic activities. Model processes while thinking aloud to show both actions and reasoning. Encourage handwritten notes over typing as it activates more brain regions. As Daniel Willingham notes, we only learn what we think about. Learning requires active engagement, not passive absorption. Encoding converts sensory inputs into stored neural patterns. While emotional experiences encode automatically, academic learning needs effortful processing to form coherent understanding. Our brains store information in interconnected neural networks rather than orderly files. Learning happens by connecting new information to existing knowledge. More connections mean better recall. Working memory can only hold about 4 to 7 items and times out after 5 to 10 minutes for pre-adolescents or 10 to 20 minutes for adults. To manage this limitation, we must cluster information into larger conceptual units. Design learning with frequent processing breaks. Use probing questions to activate prior knowledge and address misconceptions, allowing at least 3 seconds of wait time. Guide students to identify patterns through comparison and metaphor. Rather than presenting pre-made categories, engage students in generating their own questions. This cultivates curiosity and deeper understanding. Memories aren't stored in single neurons, but across neural networks. When revisited, these pathways get coated with myelin, making future activation easier. This explains why students forget 90% of what they learn within a month without practice, and why it takes at least 24 repetitions to reach 80% competency in a new skill. Spacing practice over time beats cramming. Students learning French vocabulary in 3 10-minute sessions across 3 days outperformed those who studied for 30 minutes at once. Interleaving, mixing different types of problems, creates more robust learning than repetitive practice of one type, despite slower initial progress. Retrieval practice strengthens memory more effectively than passive review. Students who read material once and recalled it 3 times performed 4 times better than those who read it 4 times. During sleep, our brains preserve reinforced neural networks while pruning less important memories, but only if we've sufficiently practiced the new information. There's a crucial difference between storing memories and retrieving them. Making personal connections to new learning dramatically improves recall, the self-reference effect. In one study, students who related reading material to their personal experiences outperformed those using more elaborate study methods like SQ4R or highlighting. Elaborative inquiry takes retrieval practice further by encouraging students to ask complex how, why, and what if questions. This creates multiple retrieval hooks by connecting new learning to existing mental models. For procedural knowledge, self-explanation, talking through steps while solving problems, helps tremendously. Research shows students who verbalize their thinking maintain 90% accuracy when transferring learning to new contexts, while those who don't verbalize drop to just 27% accuracy. Mental models are coherent patterns that distinguish experts from novices. Experts categorize problems, construct mental representations, search for strategies, apply them, evaluate effectiveness, and store successful solutions. Support inquiry-based learning centered on driving questions that tap into curiosity. Make student thinking visible through elaborative interrogation and self-explanation. Use writing to help organize scattered thoughts into coherent ideas. Anchor learning to performance assessments requiring application in real-world contexts. The human brain is naturally wired for learning. Just watch a toddler master walking, basic language, and social interactions without formal instruction. Unfortunately, typical classrooms often create unnatural conditions that either underwhelm or overwhelm students' brains. When learning opportunities align with the brain's natural propensity, education becomes both easier and more joyful. The most powerful insight may be that learning doesn't have to be arduous or unpleasant. Research shows that stress and anxiety actually inhibit learning by blocking access to higher-order thinking. When we tap into students' natural curiosity and design instruction aligned with how their brains work, we create environments where learning sticks through engagement, connection, and purpose, not force or repetition. Like Hawthorne's Hester Prynne, who had not known the weight until she felt the freedom, our students can be unburdened from both meaningless learning and self-doubt when they find purpose in education and believe in their ability to achieve through effort. This transformation occurs when learning becomes a natural, engaging process rather than an imposed obligation, when we work with the brain's design rather than against it.